you know, we've all been trying for a long time to get Mick in the Hall of Fame because he's, I don't want to say this wrong, but he's more deserving than some of the guys that have gotten in. I'm tickled to death for him because there's not a more deserving Viking than Mick Tingelhoff, unless, you know, and which would include maybe Jim Marshall. But to get Mick in, I think, is justice has finally been served kind of thing. You know, he's a good person. And, you know, there was one time when I was in Winnipeg, I tried to get Mick to come to Winnipeg because he'd have been in Winnipeg, we had a lot of our Americans played both ways. He could have been as good a middle linebacker as he was a center. He had that kind of a mentality. And, for example, I think that if Tarkenton never threw an interception, Mick would make the tackle. You know, he was that good an athlete and a football player, and he enjoyed that part. I mean, if you're on defense, it's a different mentality, but he enjoyed being able to go and make tackle somebody. But you know, the greatest ability he had, and all the great ones have it, is durability. I mean, how many played 240-50 games? Yeah, 240. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, he had, you know, injuries like everybody has, but nothing that didn't allow him to play. He was a special guy he was there when I got there, of course, but I knew about him beforehand, and I talked to him because I talked to him about coming to Winnipeg, So when I got there, he was the first. We appointed him captain, I think, the day I got there. He had that much respect among his teammates and coaches as anybody we ever had. I'm tickled to death. You know who's happier than I am? Tarkenton. Yeah, because he and Mick were good friends. Now, that's an incongruous kind of a relationship. But they were really good. They still are good friends. But, you know, on the team, he and Mick were very good friends. So he's going to be really happy.